Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyu. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Father, we thank you this morning. We are grateful to you for today. Thank you, Father, that you have placed into our hearts something that is more than gold. Thank you for your sweet spirit. Thank you also, Father, for the Holy Spirit, who is our seal unto the day of redemption. And here we are again at a very crucial time in today's service, a time when your word is about to come forth. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you speak to all of us, that you touch us. Let your word come forth to bless us. In Jesus' mighty name. Let everybody say, Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Turn your Bibles with me to Colossians chapter 2. And we are reading verse 6 to 7. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him. And let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to underline or highlight, you must continue to follow him. So that is in verse number 6. I don't know which version you're looking at, but my version says, you must continue to follow him.
All
right, so underline that in your Bible.
All
right. And if you didn't come with your Bible, I have a highlighter here. And I want to invite you to come to the screen and come and underline it for yourself. You must always come to church with your Bible and with a notebook. If you have a smartphone or a tablet, you can have the Bible on it. You can have an application for writing notes on it as well. So you can mark things in your Bible. And then you can make notes. If you have a YAM phone, it cannot satisfy any of the two things that I've talked about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. So, underline, you must continue to follow him. Then look at verse 7. It says, let your roots grow down. Underline, grow. And then when you go further down, it says, then your faith will grow strong. Underline, grow strong. Alright, so I need you to take note of the words or the phrases you underlined. Now, turn with me, please, to 2 Peter chapter 3. verse 17 and 18. Here it says, I am warning you ahead of time, dear friends. Be on guard so that you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing.
And
then verse 18. Rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All glory to him, both now and forever. Amen. Over here too, I need you to underline the phrase or the sentence, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One more scripture. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 12 to 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. It says, dear friends, you always follow my instructions when I was with you. And now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation. Obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Take note of the sentence, work hard to show the results of your salvation. Underline that also. And then underline obeying God. And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Hallelujah. This morning, I'm sharing a message with you. The title is, After Salvation, What Next? After Salvation, What Next? As the person sitting by you, after salvation, what next? Ask another person the same question. And for emphasis, I want you to turn to a third person. Ask the same question. After salvation, what next? Now, the word salvation means being saved, delivered, or rescued. It means being saved, delivered, or rescued. This is what happens to a person when he or she receives Jesus as Lord and Savior. And it is this experience we call the born again experience. How does a person become born again? Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. I'd like to ask you a question this morning, and I need an answer from everybody. How many of you have openly declared or confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord? Can I see by show of hands? And please, if you are lifting your hand, lift it up very clearly. So, all right, put your hand down. Question number two. How many of you have believed in your heart? Now take note of it. In your heart. Not in your liver. Not in your mind. Not in your kidneys. But in your heart. That God raised Jesus from the dead and he's alive forevermore. How many of you believe it in your heart? Are you sure? Then the good news for you is that you are saved.
Amen. Amen.
You are saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't need anything more. You are actually saved. And salvation, ladies and gentlemen, is the greatest miracle ever. Why? Because in that one singular miracle, you have crossed from death to life. You have been translated from darkness to light. And you have moved from condemnation to forgiveness. Tell your neighbor, Okum Chola, it's a miracle. I mean, what is a miracle? A miracle is when God himself intervenes in a situation that nobody else can deal with. That it is impossible from a human perspective to do it. Anytime something like that is done, and God is the one behind it, it is a miracle. But this morning, there's something important that I need you to get very clearly. And please write it down in your notes. Salvation is not just a destination. It is a new beginning. Writing down. Salvation is not just a destination. It is a new beginning. Please repeat after me. Salvation is not just a destination. It is a new beginning. Say it again. Salvation is not just a destination, it is a new beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm going to help you to understand this. Who is the latest mother we have in church? I need somebody who has a child, maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Anybody like that? Who? You do. Come to me. Put your hands together for my today. I have promoted you to the assistant preacher.
Amen.
Hello. All right. Now hold on to this microphone.
So,
and then turn around and face the congregation. What is your name, my dear?
Your friend Helena.
Her name is Helena. Wonderful. Helena,
2 years.
Her son is 2 years old. All right. Elena, oba be man your friend is saying?
Jeremiah.
Friend Jeremiah.
So her son is called Jeremiah. Elena, me pese mi twen wa dwen ekwechie kakra. Eda wo wo Jeremiah and we ni je ye pa na.
Patan.
Eje papa papa.
Patan.
We ni je yes, I start say na us rest by heart.
Me patan.
Wonderful. So I just found out from her whether she was very excited and happy and thrilled when she had her son Jeremiah, and she says yes. Helena, person mi san bi sa asem ba kun bi so e ka so e ka ho. Okay, this is how she speak English for you. Yes, all right. So I want to ask you, Helena, another important question.
Wasa bi sa Helena sam bi en hu ya pa.
After you had Jeremiah, did you tell yourself that my work is finished? You didn't tell yourself that.
No.
You didn't tell yourself after you gave birth to Jeremiah that now that I have born the child, there's nothing more for me to do. Did you tell yourself that?
Wow.
But you wanted to born him and you born him. Why didn't you tell yourself that I have arrived, I have finished? I still have a lot of work to do. Like what? That I would take very good care of baby Jeremiah. So what else do you have to do where Jeremiah is concerned? Beautiful. She says, I have to take him to school. I have to nurture him. I have to train him well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can see from what Helena is saying that having
Jeremiah,
It's not a destination that I have arrived. There's nothing more to do. There is something more to do. And she says, I have to nurture him. I have to bring him up well. I have to feed him. I have to clothe him. And I must do everything that I can to make sure that he grows up well and healthy. Does that make sense? All right, put your hands together for Sister Helena. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the same situation when you become born again. You are born again as a little baby in the Lord. So when you become saved, you've been born as a babe in the Lord. But that is not the end of the road for you. You've not arrived. It is not finished. You are not at your destination. There are other things that ought to be done. And you, the one who is born again, you cannot afford to tell yourself that now that I am born again, Abena. So that is why we are asking ourselves a very important question. After salvation, what else? There are two categories of people that I am speaking to this morning. I'm actually speaking to everybody. But it especially goes for two categories of people. Number one, those of you who just got born again. You got saved not too long ago. maybe a week ago,
maybe an hour
or a month ago,
maybe
or this year, or let's even extend it to last year. So it makes you a new believer and a new convert. And today's sermon is to help you to understand something important. But there's also another category of people that this message goes especially to. You have been born again for a long time, and there's no doubt about it, you are saved. You are born again. But it's like after you got born again, you stayed where you were as though you had arrived at your destination. There were other things that were supposed to follow your salvation experience. But 5 years, 10 years, 7 years, 15 years into the line, not much has changed. And it is a problem. It is a problem because there is no parent who wants his child to remain a baby forever.
If you say, your highness, say,
and God is a parent, and like every parent, he does not want any child of his to remain a baby forever. Ladies and gentlemen, babies are nice. They are nice. I like them. And when they are little, you have a large heart towards them. When they cry, you jump up and you respond. And because they are so little and vulnerable, they can't talk. They can't express themselves. So as a parent, you must be alert to everything to do with them. And their way of communicating is to cry. When they are hungry, they cry. When they are sweating and feeling hot, they cry. When they want their diaper changed, they cry. When they are not feeling well, they cry. But the one that up to today, I still don't understand. I don't get it. Is that when they are feeling sleepy, they cry. And then I'm meant to ask you,
no.
Because if you are feeling sleepy, what must you do?
Sleep.
Close your eyes and sleep. What's the big deal? They want to be carried. I still don't understand. If you are feeling sleepy, sleep. But then that one, they will cry. And as a parent, you have to read the signs very clearly.
So bad time. No more waiting a year.
And you accommodate all of these things because they are little. And they are helpless. But there is no parent who wants the child to stay that way forever. So as the months roll by, parents are looking for certain signs. Signs that will show that the baby has moved from here to here. You want to see signs of whenever you come by and you're moving, the baby's eyes are following you. Or when you make a sound, the baby reacts.
And I say,
as a child is getting to 9 months, 10 months, you want to hear him saying certain words. Oh, what joy it is when the baby opens his mouth and says, Ma! Or Dada! And there are a lot of women who are not happy at all when the first word that the parent says is da. Because they feel that I am the one who carried the child. So at least give me that honor. That when you started talking, my name was the first you mentioned. Our children, what did they say? They didn't say Mama Bia, they said da. They didn't say Mama, they said da. They called me what? Uncle. I don't think what she's saying is very nice. So you are looking out for those signs. When they're about 9-10 months, you want to see them taking some steps. A parent is always worried when all the child does is to crawl. So you start asking yourself, is he a lizard? Why is he not standing up to walk? The annoying one is the one who crawls backwards on their bum. So you want to see them take some steps. Because you don't want the baby to stay the same way. You want to see signs of growth. Signs of development. You want to see some progress from the time that the child was born. You don't have a problem changing the baby's diapers. There's a difference between there is a difference between taflache a baby's poopoo and an older child or an adult's poopoo. When the child is little, when you are even changing the diaper, you are singing. You are singing and changing the diaper. But the child is 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. 5 years, 6 years, and he's still doing it on himself. When he was little, it was not a problem. Oh, but now he's older. It's like, no, it cannot happen. And that is why, if you are there with a child, then you see him running to the washroom. And then he's removed his supporter. And he's wee-weeing into the bowl. Or he's going to carry his chamber pot. As he's going, say, ah, what is this child going to do? Then to your delight and amazement, he picks it, removes his thing, sits on it, and then he lets it flow. Oh, what joy, what great delight it is when that happens. Are you understanding what I'm explaining to you? Yeah. You You don't want the child to remain a child forever. Because after being born,
if you say, "Yawono,"
there are other things that must ensue. And there are other things that must follow. So after you are saved, what is next? What must follow? Number one, after salvation, you must continue to follow Jesus. After salvation, you must continue to follow Jesus. And for those of you who went to Sunday school, you may have heard it there. But in recent times, there are more modern versions of it. A song like, "I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back." Then you sing, "The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, and the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back. No turning back." And then you go ahead and say, "If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back." After you are saved,
when
you must continue to follow Jesus. You must never stop following him. So in Colossians chapter 2 verse 6, it says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him." You underlined that in your Bible, didn't you? You must continue to follow him. So the first part of that verse is stressing on your salvation. When you got saved, that was when you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord. But it is not game over. It is not done and dusted. It says you must continue to follow him. You must continue to follow him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must do what?
Continue to follow him.
You must continue to follow him. Pastor Elvis, I need you.
So Elvis, here.
Pick up a microphone. You can use my microphone.
So for microphone.
I'm kind. Pastor Elvis, yay!
So for Bishop.
I'm going to give you an instruction. And I want you to follow through with the instruction. Do exactly what I say. Alright. Miracle! I want you to follow me. Is it clear?
So
follow me. Is he following me? Follow me, yo. Is he following me? Is he following me? Is he following me? All right. Yahshua is following me.
All
right. He's following me. You are sure he's following me?
Ane.
All right. Good. He's walking like I'm walking. And he's following me. Excellent. No, you are taller than me. Just stand here. You shouldn't do things like that. Stay on ground level. I've met my meter. Eh? All right, so I want to ask you a very important question. Was he following me?
Ane.
Why was he able to follow me?
Didn't know Timidimechi.
Why?
Because
he was looking at me, taking instructions. But most importantly, he was following me because he could see me. So the question for you is, how can you follow somebody that you cannot see? Have you seen Jesus? Where? When? There are some people who receive visions and revelations of Jesus. When I was little, I think I saw him. But we don't see him because his spirit, now he has a body, but it's essentially it's a spiritual body, if you like. So how can you follow somebody that you cannot see? Look at John chapter 10 verse 27. John chapter 10 verse
27.
Can we read it together? Ready, go.
My sheep listen
to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. So how are they able to follow him? They listen to his voice. Is it possible for somebody to be led by a voice? Alright. Pastor Elvis. All right, don't look at me again. Just stand in front there. Pastor Elvis, I want to lead you somewhere. I want you to move about 4 steps to the right. Then I want you to move straight ahead. Just go. Just go. Let's go. All right, stop.
Gina.
Turn 90 degrees to the left. Move forward. Continue moving. Stop.
Gina.
Turn 90 degrees to the right. Now move forward. Continue to move. Move. Stop.
Gina.
90 degrees to the right. Turn 90 degrees to the left. Another 90 to the left. Another 90 to the left. Now move forward. How was I leading him?
Through your voice.
Through my voice. And through the words that I spoke. Thank you very much. After salvation, we must continue to follow Jesus. But the way we follow him is to follow his voice. Or to follow his words. And where are his words recorded? Where are his words recorded? In the Bible. So every instruction, every guidance, every direction, everything that you need in order to be led to a good place in your life can be found in the Word of God. We cannot see Him to follow Him, but we can confidently follow His words, and you will lead us to the green pastures. So David wrote and said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is the one leading me. But I can't see Him. And He's leading me through His word. And that's why you must know the Bible, the word of God, for yourself. There is a good reason why the words of Jesus have been differentiated from the words of anybody else in the Bible, if it is a good one. If it's a good Bible, you will notice that there are some words that are in red ink. The words that are in red are the words of Jesus. Actually, it is His word everywhere in the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation. But what He said, what He Himself said, are highlighted above what was said anywhere else by anybody. And especially what He Himself said must be followed to the letter. So for us to continue following Jesus, we must follow His voice and follow His word. And then He has also given His spirit to us. And the Holy Spirit is not just a concept. He's not just an idea. He's not just a force. He is a person. He actually speaks. So you hear people saying that something told me I shouldn't sit in the car. I didn't sit in the car and the car had an accident. Something told me. My friend, it is not something. Especially if you are born again, understand that the Spirit of God is in the inside of you. There are two ways that a child of God receives the Holy Spirit. First, when you become born again, the Spirit is given to you as a seal of your redemption. But then beyond that, there's another experience of the Holy Spirit called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's where He comes to infill you and indwell you. The first one, where the Holy Spirit comes as a sign and indication that you are actually born again, it happens to anybody who gets saved. And He speaks. Because He's a person. He's not just a force. He's not just the power of God. He's actually a person with feelings, with emotions, with a will. He's a person. So after salvation, we must continue to follow Jesus. We follow Him through His word. So you must know the word of God for yourself. And then we follow Him through the guidance and the leadings of the Holy Spirit. And so we must develop our relationship with the Holy Spirit. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how we can continue to follow Jesus through His word, through the word of God, and through the Holy Spirit's guidance and leadings. And I want to end by saying this to you. God has given us pastors and other matured Christians to help us in our Christian journey. They play an important role in our lives. But we are not supposed to follow them blindly. And the guiding principle must be that I follow you as long as you are following Christ. Do you understand what I'm explaining to you? Because we have a generation of Christians who are into my pastor said, my prophet said, my bishop said, and it's like what they say, that's final.
We say,
so people are more attached to the voice of their spiritual leader than they are to the voice of Christ. And there is a wrong assumption that once my spiritual authority, the mature Christian who is following me up, once he says it, that is it. But that is a very dangerous place to find yourself. And the bottom line is this. You must know God for yourself. And you must know the word of God for yourself. And always remember that we must look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one that we must always follow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to continue next week and look at other things that come after you are saved. But ladies and gentlemen, remember what I told you, that it's a message for new converts and new believers. But it's also a very special message for those of us. We've been saved for some time now, but we haven't made much progress in our Christian journey. And the way we operate, it's as though we have arrived and there's nothing more to be done. But after salvation, there are many other things that ought to be done. And if the Lord gives us life and breath, we will pick it up next week, Sunday. Rise to your feet and put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every head bowed and every eye closed. I want to pray for you today. But I want to ask you a very important question. Do you know Jesus as Lord and Savior? Have you opened your heart to Him? Are you saved? Are you born again? Has a great change occurred in you? If you can't confidently say yes in answer to this question, then the likelihood is that you don't really know Jesus as Lord and Savior. But today, He can become Lord of your life. What do you need to do? With your mouth, you must confess Him as Lord, that He is the Son of God. And in your heart, you must believe that God raised Him from the dead. If you do these two things, you will be saved. How can you walk out of here without taking these two very important steps to your salvation? I want to pray with you. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, I also want to pray for those of you watching us. Right where you are, God can see you. I cannot see you, but His presence is with you where you are. Because in Him we live and move and have our being. If you want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are. God bless you, and I'm going to pray for you. lifted up very clearly. God bless you. God bless you. I can see your hands. Quite a number of you, I can see your hands. I assure you that you are doing the right thing. So don't feel hesitant at all. God bless you. Now I need you to do one more thing. If you've lifted up your hand, I want you to move from your chair and come to me right in front of you. Come now. Don't change your mind. Just come. If you lifted your hand, come. He's waiting for you. God bless you. Stand in front here and look at me. God bless you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. I see a couple more people coming. Oh, why don't you clap very hard for them as they come? Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. The Bible says today when you hear his voice,
harden
not your heart. Come to the Lord, my friend. Come to him. God bless you. God bless you. My friends, God bless you for stepping forward. What you're doing is not strange. Many years ago, in 1988, I went to church. I was touched by the word of God. And the preacher made an altar call like I just did. I felt touched by God. And I stepped forward. Just as you've stepped forward. It's no strange thing. He prayed a prayer with me. And I prayed that prayer from my heart. And after the prayer, he told me that I am saved. I didn't really understand it. But as the time went by, I realized that something has changed inside of me. And I've been running this Christian race ever since. What happened to me will happen to you as well. And I want to leave you in a simple prayer. I will say the words and I want you to repeat them after me. But mean them. And pray from your heart. And those out there will help us in this prayer. And if you are watching us and you want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you can pray this prayer together. Let's pray. Close your eyes and say this prayer with me. Say, dear Jesus, today
in a day
I come to you just as I am. Oh God, please forgive me for all my sins. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. From today, I am yours and you are mine. I will serve you. I will follow you for the rest of my life. Oh God, please write my name in the book of life. Give me your Holy Spirit. Let him help me to run the Christian race. So today, 24th of August, 2025, I am saved. I am saved. I am born again. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to me, my friend. You are saved.
Amen.
You are born again.
Amen.
Once you have satisfied the two requirements, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And you believe in your heart that he's the Son of God. And that he died for you. But he rose again on the third day. You are saved. And you are born again. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. And you heard the message I preached today. That after salvation, what next? So you've taken the first step. But there are some other steps to take. And I shared one of them with you, that you must continue to follow Jesus. There are things to do to be able to follow him. And we'll be teaching you those things. So I need you to keep coming to church, so that I can have the privilege of sharing all the other things.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.